The coronavirus has hit Indonesian shores and people are freaking out. Based on an article by The Star Online, panic buying hit supermarkets in Jakarta when the president announced the first two confirmed cases of COVID-19 in the country. Many customers at the supermarket were seen to be buying goods and supplies in bulk due to coronavirus-related concerns. I went there to buy my usual monthly groceries, like rice and other foods. But I was very surprised to find 10 counters at the supermarket with unusually long queues, said Sandra, a 60-year-old woman. She shared how she saw people emptying shelves that had instant noodles and frozen foods. Items like sugar, hand sanitizers and antiseptic cleaners also ran out of stock almost immediately, and customers all looked anxious with face masks on. Besides Sandra, another woman, 58 years old, had a similar experience when she visited the supermarket to buy disposable diapers for her grandchild, but was unable to find a parking spot. The car behind me was not allowed to enter the parking lot because it was full. I saw people coming out of the supermarket pushing three trolleys each and long queues at the cash registers. So I just decided to go home, Eddie said. Other than supermarkets, many also rushed to drugstores in pursuit of hand sanitizers, multivitamins and face masks. After hearing the president's announcement on the COVID-19 cases, five of my coworkers and I went to a drugstore near our office after work. However, we could only buy multivitamins and wet wipes. The other items like rubbing alcohol and face masks were sold out, said 25-year-old Dia. Since the announcement, followed by the panic buying, many pictures have been circulating the internet portraying such a scenario. Don't know about you, but this sure is looking more and more like a scene in an apocalyptic movie. Also read, Majin doctor isolates himself from hospital and family after treating COVID-19 patient, receives praise. You have reached the end of this story.